track 6. Now to our 5 minutes with slot, and this month is an exclusive chat with Norwich Cathedral's giant guest, who's already learned lots about Norfolk and is scared of hungry giraffes. What should everyone know about diplodocuses?
We belong to a group of dinosaurs called sauropods, meaning lizard feet, and our group includes the largest land animals of all time.
What should everyone know about you?
I'm not actually a real skeleton. I'm a cast, an exact replica of fossilized bones found in 1899 in Wyoming, USA. The real Diplodocus is in Pittsburgh, USA. He first went on public display in 1907, 2 years later than me. My Diplodocus friends lived 155 to 145 million years ago. But I'm just 116 years old.
What do you love about Norwich Cathedral so far?
There are so many cool things about it, and, like me, it is very big. It has one of the tallest spires in the country, and one of the largest cloisters too. My absolute favourite thing is the cathedral's famous medieval roof bosses, which tell stories from the Bible. They are incredible. My home is in the nave, and when I look up, I can see some of the most beautiful ones. They are very high, but thankfully my long neck means I can take a closer look.
If you could take a wander through Norfolk, what would you most like to see?
I'd definitely like to head up to North Norfolk to find out more about the mystery of Seahenge. A prehistoric site, amazingly, only rediscovered by humans in 1998. Holcombe National Nature Reserve is also on my list. Its vast sandy beach sounds like the perfect place for me to stretch my legs. Back in Norwich, I'm planning to follow the Go-Go Discover Trail of T-Rexes through the city. Some may think I should stay away from the T-Rexes, but our species are separated by millions of years, so I doubt they'd eat me. Besides, these days I'm just bones.
You do look a bit thin. Norfolk is famous for its food. What do you fancy?
Being a herbivore, I'd like to try some samphire from the North Norfolk coast. Also, I hear the Bishop of Norwich is a beekeeper. And for a sweet treat, I'd like to try some of his honey. Hopefully, he'll bring a pot on his next visit.
What are you scared of?
I'm most scared of what will happen to our planet if humans don't look after it. The Earth has been home to so many different species over millions of years. On my natural history adventure, I've met lots of humans who are passionate about looking after the environment, so I'm hopeful that the world is now in good hands. Oh, and I'm also scared of hungry giraffes, in case they eat all the leaves off the tops of the trees.
Favourite dinosaur joke?
What do you call a sleeping dinosaur? A dino snore.
Are you happy that you finally saw us?
Of course. The lovely people of Norfolk have given me such a warm welcome, and I've already become great friends with Budge, the cathedral cat, and the peregrine falcons on the spire. I've been looking forward to my visit since 2016, although a 5-year wait is the blink of an eye for us dinosaurs.
Anything else to say?
I always have lots more things to say. Follow @DippyOnTour on Twitter to keep up to date on all my adventures.